This is Yusuf.
This is
In-Flight Entertainment. Hey, the continuous quarantine episodes.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's no traveling this year, so we're still looking, and no new movies coming out really at theaters. So we are still searching for new movies that are coming out via streaming that we can educate you on. Hopefully help you find something that keeps the family entertained.
Yeah, or yourself if you don't have a family. Because we're all across the board with our reviews. Some family friendly, some not so much, but, you know, as long as it's entertaining. Right. And what movie are we reviewing this week, Genoa?
So we went down the Amazon Prime rabbit hole to find a new movie, and we're exploring the Daniel Radcliffe 2020 movie, Guns Akimbo.
Yes.
It's an action comedy thriller.
To say the least. Yeah, you can slot this movie in a lot of different genres. directed by Jason Lee Howden. I think this is his first kind of major film. It's not necessarily not his directorial debut, because in 2015 he directed this movie called Deathgasm. I never seen before. He done a few shorts, but he really well, visual effects is, well, it was pretty much his mainstay. He did visual effects. I guess he was on a visual effects team for Planet of the Apes, Hobbit, The Wolverine, Man of Steel, Great Gatsby, Prometheus. He was rotoscope artist on that. So he started off doing a lot of visual effects. Then he moved on up to directing, and this movie Guns Akimbo is definitely shows his visual eye, and it makes sense because he started off with visual effects. So yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, so this movie is about Miles, who's played by Daniel Radcliffe, who's stuck in a dead-end job, and he sort of gets his rocks off by trolling people on the internet, and he discovers this website, this violent website, and so he decides to anonymously sign in and start trolling people. The website's called Schism, and what happens on Schism is that complete strangers basically fight to the death. So it you know, it's very dark and terrifying, and he's whole not really on board with what's happening on this website. He feels it's sick and twisted that it has such a large following. So he's on there calling people out on their sickness.
Yeah.
Brevity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he gets in a comment battle on his computer. So you know, he's drinking, he's typing and drinking. I'm sure we all have done that once or 80 times before. So he think he won that online like comment battle. Was it the next morning? Like Hood just bust through his apartment, and
yeah, it's roughly, yeah, it feels like it's the next day or the next morning or next night or something, that people bust into his apartment. So before they bust into the apartment, we also find out about his life at the dead end job, which he's a computer programmer during the day, and he also has an ex-girlfriend by the name of Nova, who is played by Natasha Leo Bordizzo. And he's you know, he's still friends with her, and still he thinks he's gonna get back with her. So the morning that these hoods, these scary people, break into his apartment, knock him out, and then they attach guns to both of his hands while he's knocked out.
Right. Yeah. So he wakes up with guns kind of like drilled through his fingers and hands to the point.
Right. It's like Ash and Evil Dead, but instead of a chainsaw, he has guns attached to his hand.
Yeah, exactly. And he's part of a matchup, a schism matchup. Now, kind of like the popular schism contestant is Nyx, played by Samara Weaving.
Samara.
Yeah. Now, me and Jenna would really like her because she was the lead in Ready or Not. We reviewed this film not too long ago, and she's the lead. Yeah. She's really good.
Yeah, you can actually, I think Ready or Not is either on HBO. It's on one of the streaming services. You can see it right now.
Yeah, and you can listen to our review of it right now. Well, after you listen to this episode, you can listen to Ready or Not. But anyway, yeah, so she plays Nyx. And now Nyx, Nyx find out that she have to kill Miles. So now we got this crazy Terminator situation where Miles have to run for his life against Nyx, who is a very seasoned and experienced killer. And Miles is in his drawers and his house coat and his teddy bear house shoes. trying to escape this woman's halo bullets. Barely he gets right. away.
Yeah, and we find a little bit of Nyx's backstory. So besides her being like the number one killer on Schism, we find out the reason why she's actually playing this game is because she's wanted by the police. And the people that run Schism have promised to wipe her record clean so she can get back to a normal life if she just does one more kill. And so that's why she's after Miles. It should be her final kill in order to clear her name of whatever crimes that she had committed in the past.
Right. So, yeah. And at the same time, well, prior to Miles getting an upgrade as far as his hands, he set up a meetup with Nova in the park. little did he know he was going to have guns for hands. So he frantically run to the park with his hands tucked in his house coat because he don't want to run around the streets with a gun, toting his two guns. So he gets to Nova, he apologizes, and he tries to explain to her what's going on. And he's like, "You won't get you're not going to freak out, are you? Please tell me you're not going to freak out." And she's like, "No, like what?" And he takes hands out of his pockets, and boom, two guns. She instinctively pulls mace out of her purse, sprays him in the face, and she runs out. And she gets out of the car running and screaming. So that didn't work out initially, trying to explain to Noah what happened to him.
Right, yeah. Yeah, there's after he starts running around the city trying to escape Nyx, there's all of these encounters that Miles has with people freaking out because I think he's running around with two guns in his hands when really he just can't get rid of them.
So
part of this is that, it's sort of a slapstick, violent type of cat and mouse, Tom and Jerry, Roadrunner, and Bugs Bunny type of thing. Or is it the coyote
Roadrunner? Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, it's just everything. It's just, it's hilarious and dark and twisted.
And funny. It's a lot of one-liners were pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. And also the music that was connected to a lot of the scenes is absolutely hilarious. You have like references to Hammer Time, which is an MC Hammer song, and You Can't Touch This, or Super Freak, whenever these like violent scenes are happening or someone that's a freak goes down. So
right. And Nyx pretty much like cocaine to Nyx is like spinach to Popeye. When she sniffs it, she's like amped up and like you see her eyes get big, and then she just often like a crazy frantic killing spree once she gets some cocaine in up her nostrils. So that was pretty funny. It kind of reminded me of the police precinct scene in Birds of Prey. Oh, and she was behind like the evidence of cocaine, and they were shooting. You know, they were shooting the cocaine, and the cocaine powder was just like falling over her, and she got a stiff, and all of a sudden, like she started going ballistic with her bat, like beating up all the hoods. Kind of reminded me of that a little bit, except more violent with this one.
Yes. Much more. This is a rated R movie, big time. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing for the kids. Okay. So I came up with movie references, because every 5 minutes I was thinking about different movie references. Like, oh, this movie is okay. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. So it reminded me of elements of The Purge, Truman Show, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Smoking Aces, yes. Upgrade, Wanted, and John Wick.
Yes, absolutely. To all of that. 100%. Yes.
Every 10 minutes, I'm like, I had to like just type up these different movies, or else I was gonna lose it in my head. So yeah, it was like a mesh of all of those movies in this one.
Right. I mean, really, like Scott Pilgrim. Imagine that, but super, super bloody and violent. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and it had the whole visual video game aesthetic also, you know, is like, you know, and the Truman Show element is like everyone is watching like these people, you know, fight, you know, like that's kind of like the, you know, the popular thing, you know, like, oh, you know, everyone is watching, you know, it's his life that people are watching, you know, except, you know, violently. Yeah. Oh, and I gotta give a shout out to this this line. What was the name of the bald head leader? Because he was hilarious.
One second.
He was amazing. Like,
is it Richter?
Sure.
He was played by Ned Dennehy.
Oh man, I don't know where he's from, but he was having too much fun with his role. I mean, he was just hilarious. So it's a scene where him and his goons were like, they were in, I guess, like the headquarters, and he was confronting, I guess, their computer whiz guy. And yes, the computer whiz guy was like kind of like giving him shit. He was like, okay, like, let me do what I do. I had to write this out. So he's like, let me do what I do, and you all can stand around looking like last level bosses from Streets of Rage. It's like, clearly people who play video games wrote this script. I totally get that reference. Actually, I played Streets of Rage a couple weeks ago, so I totally get that reference.
The director wrote it, so
yes,
I think he plays video games.
Oh man, when I heard that line, I I almost spit my like drink out. Like, this is too freaking clever. Like, only gamers could get that reference. So yeah, I mean, like you said, it was crazy. And the visuals, like I was saying, it makes sense that those visuals was coming from a director who started off doing visual effects, because you know how the film looked and how the gunfights and how some of the shots were set up, and the color palette of the movie. Yeah, it looked like it was someone who definitely had their hands in, you know, more visual stuff than anything else.
Yeah, and so like all this fighting and everything is going on. Eventually, Miles gets captured by two cops, and we find out a little bit more about Nix's story. And basically, Nix has a fear of fire, and it's because when she was a kid, her dad was who's a cop. We find out her father's a cop, uh-huh. And her mom and brother were killed in like a big giant fire explosion in the car, and that was sort of the downward spiral for her.
Right.
Yeah. Which the beginning of her basically going crazy and then becoming Nix.
Exactly. Then when we get into the third act, once Miles find out this revelation, he meet up with Nix, he makes the proposition of, hey, you know, let's just like get together and kill these people that have us squared up to kill each other. And so, you know, they devise a plan to. So this is the third act. This is the big third act, you know, shootout.
The third act seriously feels like a video game. There's like multiple different levels and layers and rooms that you have to go through, and different big bosses and characters that you have to shoot before you get to the final big shootout.
Oh yeah, like good, straight up video game stuff. So they find themselves trapped, and another funny line. Nix said, "You play video games. What do you think a character do? You know, in times like this." And Miles said, "Jump on top of their heads, and they give us coins." I mean,
Super Mario.
Yeah, I mean, it was so funny. I was so crazy. Like, you know, this movie is surprisingly hilarious.
I saw my trainer the next day. I was like, Julian, you have to watch this movie. He's like, I've never even heard of it. I'm like, I know.
You're like, you'll thank me later. Oh, man. Yeah. And so... they're trapped, you know, they're ducked behind, you know, walls or whatever, you know, trying to dodge the bullets or stand away from the bullets. And so Nix says, tell Miles, you know, kill him for me, whatever. She says something like that. And she just run in a hell of bullets, you know, just kind of bucket down everybody as she runs. And then we get a slow-mo of her opening up her jacket to see like, block bricks of C4, and you know she
takes out all the bad guys except for the big boss.
Right.
So the big boss has kidnapped Miles's girlfriend, and so this is the final fight scene between big boss Miles to save the girl. He saves the girl, but he doesn't get the girl. And we find out that Schism is actually a global franchise of crazy people forcing people to fight towards the death. So now Miles has decided to dedicate his life not to computer programming or trolling, but to taking out the Schism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, potential Guns of Camo Part 2.
I can't wait.
I mean, I, you know, it's funny because, like, I don't, I wonder how this movie, well, I don't think this movie would have done very well in movie theaters because, one, you know, it's so, you know, left field that people will be like, no, no, this, that looks too weird. Even though this is a movie that you should see it if it was pre-COVID, if this movie came out theaters, yeah, this would be a good movie to see in theaters.
Yeah, graphics on the big screen. Oh my gosh, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, and I'm sure the sound design like would have sound really cool in theaters.
Yeah, the fun 80s bad rap songs. Yes.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know like how they do what you call it? Like stream views, what would constitute a streaming hit? What I don't know. I don't know the algorithms and all that shit. But I mean, it would be cool if they do, you know, say, hey, you know what? This is popular. Like, let's do another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, according to IMDb, it's only made $1 million. So I'm not sure if it doesn't say how much that cost to make the movie, but I don't know.
Wait a minute. How did it make $1 million? Was it in theaters?
Not that I can see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like, where did $1 million come from?
Maybe like for a little bit, you had to buy it online. Or maybe based on how many people view it on Amazon, they get a certain amount of.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, I don't get the algorithm like what makes a streaming thing a hit or not.
Yeah.
So you want to give the
it's almost made it's not even at $1 million. It's $958,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like in streaming, is that like a hit? I don't know. I don't get it. So do you want to break down our ratings?
Sure. So keep your ass on the sofa. Definitely watch this. Put your shoes on. Not sure if you should stay or go. And then put your shoes on and run into the masses of non-mask wearing crazies.
Or schism people.
Schism people, yes. I mean, for me, obviously, it's ass on the sofa. It is not child friendly because of the violence and the profanity. But it is a very fun, entertaining movie.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. It was definitely an entertaining film. It didn't drag. It wasn't slow. I mean, the pacing was great. The action sequences were like well choreographed, and the continuity wasn't confusing.
I mean, it's only I think an hour and a half, like it's 90 minutes long, so
yeah it flowed. Yeah, and I have a newfound respect for Daniel Radcliffe, you know.
I mean, yeah, he was hilarious in this movie. I know like post Harry Potter he's done a lot of movies to make sure that he's not typecast as the Harry Potter type character, and this just continues to fall into the what the actual fuck is going on roles that he's been picking.
Yeah. And then that's why I respect him, you know, like whatever. I mean, you got that Harry Potter money, you don't need to, you know, you don't have anything to prove, do some crazy shit. And he's doing it. So God bless him. So yeah, two buns on the couch for Guns Akimbo.
Yeah, definitely you'll find it on Amazon.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Actually, it's definitely.
I feel like it has potential to be a future cult movie.
Yeah, I wish it. I hope it's a. I wish they like map this out and make like a trilogy of it. I could totally see a part two and three of this. I could see a trilogy of this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, who knows? We'll see. But
it's It's the new action series that we needed, that we didn't know we needed.
Exactly. We needed desperately. I mean, long as they keep, you know, the action crisp and manic, and long as they keep those one-liners, and you know, the humor up. It would be a good, franchise, and it could be a new Daniel Radcliffe vehicle. Who knows?
Oh my goodness. Yes. maybe he just enjoyed making this so much that he will invest in the second one so that we can get it number two.
Yeah. Yes. Gods Akimbo 2. GA2. Cool. Well, all right, guys. Hope you enjoyed our rant on Guns Akimbo. Again, we like to thank everyone for, you know, listening to us, telling a friend, and the friend telling their friend, and so on and so forth. And I hope everyone is staying safe. I hope everyone is maintaining the social distancing and checking in on one another, because that's very important.
Yes. So, as always, keep your fucking mask on when you go outside.
Yes, until Thursday. Peace.